this kind of stuff, and it's a top-end speed one more time. Oh boy, Alberto Lee, 6 feet, David, past the Yacht Club. He's to the entrance pin right now. Now watch for Jimmy King to come into view. There he is. Man, he is right there, Jeff Ayler. He is right outside his hip. They're virtually dead even when they come to you.
We'll come down to complete lap number two. Best race of Gold Cup 07. Steve David still holds that two-boat length advantage. Alberto does not really necessarily need to lay it to the wood, but they're trying to knock out a top competitor to make the front row of the final. That's Jimmy King in the Chrysler Jeep. Greg Hopp still in third in Jarvis Construction. Your battle up in the front. Now comes to the entrance pin of turn number one. Steve David gets there first. And right now, that shortest real estate around this track is proving valuable. King still in the rooster tail. David exits the corner in front. Jimmy King's hidden there, Brad. Off the corner, there is the U6. Oh, boy, Alberto. Let's make it 2 1/2 boat lengths, but King's still in the battle in the tail.
King is still there, but now, this time, we didn't get a view of Jimmy King from our angle up here, so he's back just a little bit further, but Steve David better not make a hiccup, because if he does, Jimmy King's going to fly by. Boy, that Alberto's riding light. It's riding beautiful, too. He is tight on the... Oh, man, Jimmy King comes in hard. He brought a lot more boat speed in it, and he was able to bring it through the corner. He's right back with him, Jeff Ayler.
And we'll come down to complete lap number three. King has gained some momentum on the outside, but the Alberto still a boat length and a half lead after lap number three with two to go, and we got a deck-to-deck battle as they go past the wood here. The GM building in the background, we see two rooster tails. It's set tight as they go into the entrance pin of turn number one. Greg Hopp still in third in Jarvis Construction. Fans in Madison, Indiana. This boat does not really need to lay it to the wood so hard here in 3A. Any finish whatsoever, they'll transfer to the front, but they're looking at a Gold Cup win maybe later this afternoon and keeping in the chase in the NASTA High Point race. David exits the corner, and Brad King is still there back about. Let's make it a boat length and a half as they come to you.
I am telling you, King took it so hard into this corner last time, I thought he'd slide out wide. And this time now, he's coming. He's going to get to the corner even with him. He hasn't been up here yet. This corner will be really interesting. King is hiding right with him. Here comes Jimmy King.
Oh, my. The fans in Detroit are on their feet. The white flag is displayed, and they are. Jimmy King leads officially after lap number four by 10 feet. The Chrysler Jeep is taking the lead on the outside. The Alberto has dropped back to second. The fans on the shoreline. David has the advantage with that tighter turn on the inside. Jarvis Construction remains in third with Greg Hopp. They get to turn number one, and King is right there, and he's taking the lead at the apex, and the Alberto is on the inside. They'll come off the exit pin. They almost touched. They almost touched off the corner, and now King is pulled out in the Chrysler Jeep. Steve David really live, Brad. They come to you.
Wow, what a boat race. This is as absolutely good as it gets in this sport. Two boats really laying it on the line. Jimmy King's got a little bit of a lead. First time he's had it when he gets up here. It's a boat length and a half. They got to be perfect into this corner. King is leaving him enough room, but not a lot more. Jimmy King is going to come out on top. Coming down to you, Jeff Ayler.
Checkered flag is waving, and it's a must-see-win situation, and it is for Jimmy King, and the Chrysler Jeep, the winner of the Urban Science Incorporated Unlimited 3A. Steve David and old boy Alberto was second. Fans, listen to this. Here's a stand.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, you're going to do it, boy.
Oh my, Jeff Ayler,
those were your fans down there. I got a bunch of fans behind me. That's boat racing. What do you think?
And we're getting word from Lee Hertz. No penalties, no gun jumps. And Brad, let me bring Greg Hopp to the finish. This is an important point for Jarvis Construction. Let's not forget, we still got racing on the race course. Off the exit pin, off turn number two, checkered flag is waving, and Greg Hopp and Ken Muscatel's Jarvis Construction will go to the front row. I tell you what, Brad Luce, the Alberto and the Chrysler Jeep, the results were different from the 1982 final when Chip Hanauer had lane one, the Atlas, Dean Chenoweth on the outside, and the Budweiser. It looked like a familiar sight on the back chute, with the exception of Steve not getting way out of shape like Chip did. And Jimmy King, a must-win situation out of Memphis, Michigan. He laid it to the wood, but Brad, right now, they got to wait for 3B. They still need some brakes to get on the front row.
Oh, they need some brakes to get on the front row, but they don't need any brakes to entertain these fans. I'm telling you, anybody that is onside the river just was entertained. That was worth the price of admission right there. Wow, what a boat race that was.
Brad, I want to tell you something. Lee Hertz is here with us, the assistant race director who was monitoring the ABRA radios. Lee Hertz said, He has been to races in Detroit since the 1960s, and he said he's never seen one any better than that on this historic body of water. Oh, baby, it's just getting good.
Yeah, I have some, we've sat down with a bunch of people one night, and we wanted to write down the greatest two-boat duels we ever saw. I'm not sure one of them we just saw isn't going to make the list. That was unbelievable, and I tell you what, the way the boats come back to the pit area here, I got to slow down here. We don't have any more racing going on, do we? Oh, boy, Jeff Taylor. The way the boats are laid out in the pit area, I am going to grab a very happy Steve David when he gets in here. He took second place, but I'll tell you what, Steve David is one of those guys, he just wants to have a competitive experience. I think Steve may have just had a fairly competitive experience. He's going to be a happy guy. And I'll catch him, and then we're going to run down and take Jimmy King in front of the grandstand. Wowie zowie.
I tell you what, fans along the shoreline and you folks listening to the M-Live live streaming, that will go down in Gold Cup history as one of the dandies of the bunch. And, boy, Steve David on the inside did not really need to run the Oberto that hard as they guaranteed a spot up on the front row of the final. Of course, they still got to pass Tech along with Greg Hopps, U25 Jarvis Construction. That piston boat, no need to check it at Tech. That's a win for Jimmy King and the Chrysler Jeep. And this party up here next to us, I tell you what, they're decorated red, white, and blue. And we got our lady here that told us the color of the Geico boat, chartreuse. And I think we got some U3 fans right here to the side of us here. They're just excited and filled as punch for the Chrysler Jeep win.
Everybody loves piston power. And, man, you always want to interview that winning driver because he's so happy. But I'm telling you what, Steve is going to be so gracious. They went out there. They did it twice. Steve got the first one. Jimmy got the second one. And both times we said they were must-win for Jimmy King. And I'm telling you, he came into this rooster tail turn on the last three times around so hard, and he brought so much boat speed. That's why he was able to get around him. The first two times through, he didn't bring near as much boat speed through the rooster tail turn, but he brought so much with him, I thought it'll never work. The boat's going to get away from him, and he's going to swing out too wide, but he held his lane through here, and he stayed right on Steve David's hip. I think that was the difference. That, and he found a heck of a lot of beans at the top end. Man, he was flying.
And, Brad, another important factor here, the Oberto was on the buoy row. Jimmy King in lane number two. The biggest advantage I remember off the top of my head in that heat, I think Steve had about a 5 or 6 boat length advantage at one time and did not have the 7 boat overlap rule to kind of ease that a little bit. Hey, let's give a lot of credit to Steve David. He drove clean. He drove hard on the buoy row. But, boy, Jimmy King needed that win, and that turbocharge, Allison, it just turns on a dime. You're looking at the turbine engine in the Oberto that weighs 700 pounds. That Allison weighs 1 ton, 2,000 pounds. It just turns like a slot car on rails. It's an amazing craft.
Yeah, here comes Steve David. He's down talking to Larry Oberto, and if Larry Oberto puts his name on the side of a boat because he wants us to talk about it, man, are we talking about Oberto. And Jim Hendricks come down here. I think this is the guy everybody wants to talk to. Jim Hendrick, have we been boat racing?
We've been boat racing. I'm going to tell you right now, you could tell that both the U3 and the U6 trusted each other to go in that tight turn by that Detroit Yacht Club, side by side with about 5 feet from sponson to sponson, and not even shutter.
And not one time, 5 times.
That's right. Here comes right now.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to grab him. You know, usually, Steve, we go look for the winning driver. This time, I want to talk to you, young man. You've been boat racing.
Oh, that was a great race. Jimmy's a great driver. And, we had speed him into the wind. He had speed downwind. And this turn, I had to kind of park it to keep the inside. And that's what cost us the race.
And he was bringing so much speed into this corner up here. I thought he'd drift out wide. But he was able to stay and hold you in there tight.
Well, he could drift out. And he could not get a penalty. If you're on the inside, you can't move out on the pin. So I had to just slow down, park it, and get on it again, and that really cost us.
Well, you guys have gone head-to-head twice. You got him the first time, he got you that time. We're going to see Act 3 later on today?
Well, I think the final is going to be every bit of the kind of race that you just saw, absolutely.
And Jim Hendrick came down here, and he said one of the things, he says, those guys went side-by-side, they were trusting each other through this corner. You have no problems running with Jimmy King like that.
Jimmy and I are old friends. We've raced against each other a long time, and Chrysler Jeep boat and the Oberto boat can do that deck-to-deck, and we trust one another. And that other heat, I unhooked, nobody's fault. So this time I just came in a little easier, so it wouldn't unhook, but it cost us first place.
And, by my simple math, you're in the final, young man, on the front row.
Yeah, where will we need to be to put the Oberto out front in the final? But it's going to be one phenomenal final. I mean, all that was an appetizer for what's going to happen.
Well, I can't wait for the main course, so thanks for the good boot.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, the fans were screaming. I'm going to sneak over here real quick and get Larry Oberto. Larry, if part of the reason you stick your name on the side of that boat is so we mentioned your name a few times, only about 1,000 during those 5 laps.
Well, Steve and this team are absolutely fantastic, and I hope we're giving all of you out there a great show, because I'm loving it here.
See these people right up here that are looking down? Those folks that are waving at you, that's where I'm standing when I'm broadcasting. And I turned around at the end. I said, what do you guys think about that? Have you been boat racing? And they were screaming through the whole heat.
I'm glad they're having fun. You know, we've been in this since 1975, and I have never seen such a fan dedication and a team, and I'm really glad to be here.
And you got to be excited to come out west to the hometown.
You know, that's it. My dad's going to be 80 years old this August, and I could think of nothing better than bringing him home a nice big Gold Cup trophy or even a local Seattle event.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we go west, we got a little business to do out here about 4 o'clock.
But at the end of the day, what I really want, well, besides a nice big trophy, is if they come home in one piece, no infractions, every heat, boat goes on the trailer in one piece, I'll take what Steve gives us.
All right, now I just want to say, not just from the fans in Madison, Indiana, but for all those fans up there and down there in the grandstand, we want to thank you for your participation in bringing this boat to the water.
Thanks for coming out, because if the fans weren't here, I wouldn't be here either.
Larry Oberto, thank you very much. Good luck later on this afternoon. Larry Oberto, the sponsor from Oberto Sausage Company, Seattle, Washington. And man, oh man, have they got a piece. What a great race boat. I'm probably late for my interview with Jimmy King, but I'll run down and catch him. In the meantime, I'll send it up to you, Jeff Haler.
Thank you, Brad, and up here at the stand, I tell you what, the old hick, I've had to sit down just for a moment, calm down after that one. We got 3B coming up, and we'll put the microphone down. We'll come back here with you in a moment for the countdown for the Royce and Kathy Richards Unlimited 3B scheduled to go off at 2:40. We'll be back with you in just a bit.